We've talked quite a bit about Edward Snowden in the 7 months since he snuck some important documents out of the NSA through a government contractor and released them through Glenn Greenwald and some other reporters around the world. And we've all learned about the NSA and its spying on everyone in the world, including Americans, which they're not supposed to be doing. They're gathering of telephone metadata, etc. Well, this week, Edward Snowden did an online chat and was asked, will you be coming back to the U.S.? And he said, well, coming back to the U.S. is the best resolution, but it's unfortunately not possible in the face of current whistleblower protection laws. He says the government's Whistleblower Protection Act doesn't cover someone like him, a former government contractor. Joining me here to talk about this is a former government contractor himself who blew the whistle and spent a long time having to deal with the consequences of that action. His name is James Holzrichter, who wrote about his own situation in a book called A Just Cause, a true story of courage, hope, and the integrity of the American dream. James, welcome to America Weekend.
Paul, how are you today?
I'm fine. What do you think of what Snowden says about not being able to come back because whistleblower protection won't cover him?
Well, I'm not up on that. I haven't heard anything coming from Mr. Snowden in a while, but I do know that one of the things that's going on right now in regards to the Department of Justice is pulling back from those whistleblowers and how they were working with them as a resource. Now they're just sources, and rather than working in a partnership, they're sort of holding them off at arm's length.
You've actually become an advocate for other people in similar situations, right?
Certainly. Those who operate within the laws as laid out under the protections that are afforded them. One of the things that when you go outside of the law, those protections that are statutory are not afforded to those who, like Snowden or Daniel Ellsberg, are not afforded those protections because they're operating outside of the law. So the Department of Justice views them adversarially, rather than affording them protections for trying to protect American citizens or the tax dollar.
That line of what's inside the law and what's outside the law is fuzzy, though, isn't it?
No, it's pretty clear. It's how it's handled. One of the issues that Mr. Snowden faced is being working for the NSA. He, of course, signed paperwork saying that he wouldn't talk about it, and he did as he became aware of these things. And so that put him at odds with them, so he basically had no choice but to do what he did if he didn't want to wind up sitting in jail.
In that online chat this week, Snowden said, quote, there are so many holes in the laws, the protections they afford are so weak, and the processes for reporting that they provide are so ineffective that they appear to be intended to discourage reporting of even the clearest wrongdoing. My case clearly demonstrates the need for comprehensive Whistleblower Protection Act reform, unquote. Do you agree with him on any of that?
Well, what I've seen happen here, Paul, is people blow the whistle and they come forward and they face retaliation and even, you know, possible loss of life. And this goes on for multiple years. And then with global settlements and no one accepting responsibility or saying they did anything wrong and paying basically 10 cents on the dollar of what was taken, and the corporate CEOs are not even given a slap on the wrist, the whistleblowers are left to twist in the wind, as it were. You can have all the protections on the books, but if they go away in these global settlements at the end of the day, the retaliation that's meted out on these whistleblowers is rather severe and without mercy.
The consequences fall on the wrong person.
Absolutely. They're vilified. In fact, there are more whistleblowers in jail right now than the people that they blew the whistle on.
And in fact, in the last few years, whistleblower protection, rather than being better, has gotten worse, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
So if somebody came to you and said, look, I'm in a situation here where I know that my bosses are doing something wrong, but I know if I say anything, I'm going to end up getting fired. And if I go to the government, I'm going to end up getting fired and I'm going to have my life turned upside down like yours was. What would you tell them to do?
Well, there are agencies or there are attorneys that are out there that handle this and are trained for this. One of them is the organization known as Taxpayers Against Fraud at TAF.org, and that's about 600 attorneys who have come together to help whistleblowers and to operate within the law so that they're afforded these protections and the anti-retaliation laws that are put in place are more effective that way.
When we talk about whistleblowers, are we talking mostly about corporate whistleblowers, or are we talking about people like you working for a government contractor, Snowden working for a government contractor, or perhaps even people within the government? Are they treated differently, those two categories, in the government and in the corporate world?
Absolutely they are. Within the government, they don't have as many protections as if they're a government employee working for a government agency and they're aware of a contractor that's doing something wrong. The award or the awards or protections that are there are not as specific as those who are working for a private sector who then come forward and are aware that the government has been defrauded, that can bring an action known as a False Claims Act or a KTAM to help the government recover those stolen dollars.
What about Snowden's claim that there is a need for comprehensive Whistleblower Protection Act reform? Does it need to be reformed? Do we need more whistleblower protection laws?
Well, they need to actually enforce the laws that they already have. That's the issue because, like I said, when you go on, like in my case, for 17 and a half years and you're subjected to retaliation and you even have people who come forward and sign affidavits saying they did do these things, but when you settle the case and it all goes away, it becomes a moot point. And so you're left at the mercy of these corporations, and as I said, they have no mercy.
What did your case change?
Nothing. The government recovered $138 million, but of course when you're a corporation and you said you didn't do anything wrong, to change how you do business would then be an admission on its own end. What it did is it tightened up some of their reporting information and they became more cautious, but ultimately the companies just continue as if nothing changed.
So Northrop Grumman wrote a check, admitted that, or did not admit doing anything wrong.
Correct.
Did any of the people who did these deeds, were they indicted at least or convicted of anything?
No. In fact, they were promoted and moved on up in the company to CEOs and vice presidents and things such as that. One of them received an award for reducing the amount of loss that they were possibly going to face, and that's what happened.
And after 17 years, did anybody say to you, thank you?
Oh, absolutely. The people who really count in my life, like I said, General Henry, Richard Zott, and other whistleblowers who understand this journey that we take and put ourselves at risk. As I was underemployed and unemployed and living in a homeless shelter, ultimately with my wife and children. And the federal agents actually thought on my life as well as on two of my children.
The lesson I glean from your book and from talking to you here today is that whistleblowers really shouldn't stick their neck out. Is that wrong?
Well, that's what a lot of people on the surface might see, Paul, but myself, I feel that I did the right thing, and it's just something that has always been within me, something that my father helped instill in me, is when is it ever wrong to do the right thing? Well, that's a personal choice, and you'll see that what whistleblowers do is they're an aberration. If you could quantify a whistleblower, Paul, and be able to identify one or come up with some formula, corporations would use that and they would cut them from their ranks because they wouldn't want them working for them. But they're basically honest people who see a wrong and just at their core they can't go along with it or just go away.
I respect you for what you did. You did the right thing. The system, however, failed. And I fear that in the long run the system's going to fail and continue to see Edward Snowden as a traitor rather than a guy who exposed government wrongdoing. What do you think?
Well, that's a rather volatile question of taking one side or the other and the position of what Mr. Snowden has done, whether he's right or whether he's wrong. I do know that he's in a lot of trouble. I mean, he had to give up everything to do what he did. I mean, he gave up his family, he gave up his freedom, and he might ultimately have to give up his citizenship. Who knows? I mean, but every day is a challenge for him. And I don't wish him harm or anything like that, but I wouldn't want to be him.
James Holrichter. The book is called A Just Cause, A True Story of Courage, Hope, and the Integrity of the American Dream. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure. James Holrichter here with Paul Harris on America Weekend.